What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello, and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. I'm so happy that you all have tuned in tonight. Today we have this amazing guest, Rhonda Tackett. She is a healthy lifestyle coach, and she does colonics. She does raw and living foods. She's a massage therapist, a Reiki practitioner, all kinds of really wonderful things. And we're going to be talking about healthy lifestyles today. So, welcome again to the Peace Brain Show, and please stay tuned to the end of the show. We'll have a fantastic meditation at the end for you as well. Now, as I begin every show, and this is Dr. Gail Lash, we have a quote, and this quote is from Eleanor Roosevelt, and I am very excited about this quote. It really goes along with what we're going to be talking about today. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "In the long run, we shape our lives and we shape ourselves. The process never ends until we die. And the choices we make are ultimately our own responsibility." I love that, about that our choices are our own responsibility and that we shape our lives. So this is an important point on the call today because we tend to think, or a lot of times I think, I know sometimes I get caught up in it, and I know some of my friends occasionally get caught up in it, that things are done to us, or our circumstances are actually shifting my life for me. But in truth, it's really about the choices I make, and it's about the choices each one of us make and taking responsibility for our own lives, and particularly for our health, which is what we're going to talk about today, and how to incorporate a healthy lifestyle, which, of course, is really all about peace on the planet as well. And particularly, I'm excited because I know part of what our conversations are going to be about raw and living foods, which certainly is about peace on the planet because we are talking about a vegan lifestyle that is actually very in tune with the earth and with our bodies. So let me read the bio of our today's guest, which is Rhonda Tackett, and I'm very excited to have her on the show. I've known Rhonda for many years. We've worked together at Living Foods Institute here in Atlanta, which is a raw and living foods school. And so Rhonda's bio reads like this. She's a clinical certified colon hydrotherapist, and she's certified in Colo-Lavage. She became a one-act certified colon hydrotherapist in 2005 and began offering colon hydrotherapy to her clients. Her love for the body and natural healing officially started with the learning and being certified in reflexology and aromatherapy in 2004. She then started teaching reflexology for a massage school in Atlanta. Her journey then expanded about 12 years ago when she started working at the Living Foods Institute. And as she is now director of the therapies at Living Foods Institute, and she is able to educate her clients about a healthier diet consisting of fresh, raw fruits, vegetables, sprouts, blended foods, and juices, which has allowed so many to become healthier and more vibrant. In 2012, she became a detoxification specialist, learning how to use fruit, vegetables, and herbs to assist the body with detoxification. So I'm very happy to have Rhonda, to have you on the call today. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Gail. Thank you. I'm happy to be here with you all.
Yes. So we have such an amazing topic here of healthy lifestyles and particularly detoxification and cleaning out our body, but not only our body, our thoughts, our minds, our spirit, really having that peaceful lifestyle as well. So tell us a little bit about what got you started on this journey.
Oh, gosh. Honestly, I think my journey began when I was a child. My mom, my aunts, my grandmother would always tell me how I was the hardest child to give a medication to, that I would fight and scream. They would try to hide stuff in food, and I would find it and not take my medication. I'm from a small town, and the pediatrician in our town actually refused to see me any longer because I was just hated being at the doctor and would have a tantrum, scream, didn't want to be seen.
Oh my.
So I think naturally I didn't want to go down that route. And I never in my life have I eaten a piece of meat that had a bone in it. As a child, I thought that freaked me out, that
wow. That
was an animal. And in my early 20s, I think it was like I was 21 when I decided to become a vegetarian. And so that really started leading me down that path of really choosing my food for health and peace and alignment with my beliefs and with our animals. So that's how I began.
Wow, what a journey. I'm amazed that you were really cognizant, you were aware of the bone being an animal. How interesting. I think so many times we don't think about that. I mean, it's so logical, it makes sense, but
yeah.
You were a scientist as a kid.
Well, it was just amazing. Like, you know, I remember eating hot dogs and hamburgers and loving that kind of thing, but, you know, I never saw that as an animal.
Right.
But seeing chicken with bones in it and things like that, it really did not resonate with me, and I would not eat it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. So getting back to the quote for a minute about that we shape our lives, we shape ourselves, and we are ultimately responsible for our own choices, tell me a little bit about what that means for you or how that resonates with life in general.
Yeah. Well, you know, going even back to the story I just shared, making those choices not to eat the animals, you know, I think that set me on my path to my career today and having a better understanding and being able to relate with people and their issues and their health, just coming from that space. And I believe that, you know, when we are in alignment, like you mentioned earlier, with our planet and choosing foods that are higher vibrational, that it does allow our bodies to heal and be in balance and be more peaceful. And so I think just these choices, making these conscious choices, really does shape our lives. And even making these unconscious choices sometimes are shaping our lives and bringing us into a more peaceful state.
That's true. I think even those unconscious choices, we somehow our spirit knows that that's what we need, and so it comes about.
Yeah. So, I never dreamed I would be a colon hydrotherapist or a reflexologist.
So explain a little bit about what those are for people who don't know.
Colon hydrotherapy is basically exactly what it sounds like. It is hydrating the colon. The colon's number one function is absorption of water. So when we infuse water into the colon, we are actually hydrating the body at a very high level there. Once that colon is hydrated, the body then can do number two. It can release. It can let go of anything that is in there that the body wants to let go of. So the colon hydrotherapy session is just infusing, you know, filtered water at about body temperature into the large intestine and then releasing that for about 40 minutes. Reflexology. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say that, and that's so important because the colon helps us detoxify our body. And so I know for me, and I've heard obviously for anyone, that when we get colds or we get acne or we get a sniffle or things like that, that our body's actually trying to detox through other areas of the body, through the skin or the sinuses, the nose, the mucous membranes, because the colon is not being able to release the toxins because it has this plaque or this you know, lining that needs to be soaked off and eliminated, correct?
Correct, correct. And there's even more to the colon than what a lot of people know. I don't know if you've ever heard the gut-brain connection. There is a nervous system that is in the digestive tract, the enteric nervous system. And what scientists and researchers have found is most people can recognize that, okay, I get nervous, I get butterflies in my stomach, I am upset, I may end up with, you know, diarrhea or something like that, or throw up, or, you know, so there's that connection with emotions and upset that actually affect the gut. Well, what they found out is that the gut is actually sending those signals to the brain. So that's why a lot of people that have digestive or functional digestive issues tend to have anxiety, depression, not very peaceful in their life. And so it's interesting how we've always thought that the emotions cause the gut issues, but now they're finding out the gut imbalances are causing the emotional issues.
Interesting.
So it's really, really important to have that balanced.
Wow. And then to bring it into the energetic level, we're talking about the third chakra at the solar plexus, which is your center that has your seat of power, your seat of kind of who you are, what your creativity is, and has to do a lot with career. So I think if a lot of things are going on in one's life in any of those areas, that's going to upset the digestive system or the gut area as well. And interestingly enough, I remember you were talking about the gut-brain, going to an exhibit called the Body Exhibit, which has played all over the United States. It's these cadavers that have been dissected. I know that sounds gross, but it actually is fascinating because when you look at that area, and they're amazingly beautifully done, so it's not, how can I put it, it's not disrespectful of the human body. It's actually very,
exactly,
points out how beautiful the human body is and what a miracle machine it is. But in that area, in the solar plexus where that gut-brain is, and are all these ganglia, are all these nerve endings, it is like a brain. You actually see all the nerves coming together in that solar plexus, that third chakra area. So that just is the scientific, literally physical proof of what you're saying is there.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
interesting.
Exactly.
So we need to take care of our colon.
Absolutely. And it's not anything, you know, when I first was introduced to it, I was being certified as a aromatherapist and reflexologist, and a lady in my course is a colon hunter therapist, and I was like, oh, that sounds disgusting. Why would you choose that? But once I learned what all happens in the gut, and how many people, I mean, it's estimated 30 to 40% of the population has functional bowel problems.
Mm.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
And whenever you have the opportunity to educate people and be of service to them, assist them with, you know, cleaning that up, bringing it into balance, it really is heartwarming and, you know, an honor to be able to give that service to people.
Mm-hmm. And I know when I have a colon hydrotherapy, I feel so much lighter, you know, obviously literally, but literally my face gets flushed, the blood is rushing better in my system. I feel like my whole body, as you said, is hydrated, so I know that's a chronic problem, I think, of most people, is getting dehydrated because we don't drink enough water usually, and the colon, when you hydrate it, just the body goes, thank you, thank you. You know, it's
exactly.
A very happy body. Exactly.
Yeah. And 95% of our serotonin is released to the digestive tract. So you think about that. You know, when you have, you know, constipation or digestive tract that is suppressed, you know, you're not able to release that serotonin. So, of course, you're going to have these mood issues.
Interesting. So tell us a little bit about serotonin, though.
Well, serotonin is one of your endorphins. You know, most people recognize it as a feel-good endorphin. So you have many endorphins in the body, some released in the brain, but serotonin is just unique and it's released through the digestive tract. And also your immune system. 75% to 80% of your immune system is built through your digestive tract. So when we have suppressed immune systems, we tend to feel sluggish, not as healthy. We pick up more viruses and bacteria, can't fight them off as readily. So then it affects our moods. It affects our life. So that's another reason you want to make sure your digestive tract is working well and functioning optimally so that you can have a great, strong immune system.
Mm-hmm. And that's where probiotics come in as well, I believe, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, I get this question all the time. People are like, oh, when I do a colonic, am I going to wash out all my bacteria? My doctor said it's just going to, you know, wash out every bit of my bacteria. And I always say, wow, okay, well, what kind of bacteria do you do? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, exactly. Okay, let's talk about this. Yeah, probiotics, good flora, good bacteria, all those words are used to describe, you know, the bacteria in the gut there, the healthy flora, the good bacteria. And probiotics are something that I feel everyone should be ingesting on a daily basis, because you want to take those bacteria in there and let them build their colonies and move throughout the digestive tract and set up their little homes throughout your body. Because we just get in contact with so much bad bacteria, and we want to make sure that that is balanced with the good, healthy bacteria in the gut and the digestive tract.
Interesting.
Yeah. And you can actually eat a lot of the fermented foods that many cultures have been doing for years and years and years. You know, you can eat your cultured foods, you know, your veggie kraut, your kimchi, things like that, kefirs that actually have probiotics in it as well, apple cider vinegar. You know, I hear a lot of my clients are like, oh, I take a dose of apple cider vinegar every day. All those are fermented and have good bacteria in them.
Fabulous. And how about yogurt?
You know, I don't choose to do yogurt because it is an animal product. I really, you know, encourage my clients to, if they want something that's like a yogurt, to do like a coconut kefir. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to have the same texture as yogurt, but it's from a coconut. It's not from dairy. It's not dairy.
Got
I find
it.
That a lot of people have sensitivities to dairy.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's something you want to choose, you know, a lot of yogurts that you buy in the store and stuff only have one or two probiotics in it, and you really need a variety of about 7 to 10 different bacteria in your probiotic. So that's something to look forward to.
So it's still valuable to take the probiotics supplements and then also, as you said, eat the fermented foods regularly.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, we'll get back to foods in a minute. I know you were going to mention reflexology. So tell us a little bit about reflexology.
Reflexology is an ancient therapy that dates back to hieroglyphics. You can see some of the hieroglyphics where they're working on each other's feet. Most people associate reflexology with more of the Asian countries. If you go to China, you'll see reflexology stands everywhere. People are getting it everywhere. And when you see that, it makes you wonder, like, oh, then this must really work. If everybody's doing it, it has to be working. So reflexology, you have 7,200 nerve endings on the bottoms of your feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So reflexology typically is done on the bottoms of the feet, but it doesn't necessarily have to be done only on the feet. It can be done on the hands and the ears as well. I'm certified in hands and feet. I really enjoy doing the feet. And the reason I enjoy working on the feet is because most people don't ever get that one-on-one touch connection with their feet. We hold hands, we touch everything with our hands, but someone to touch and hold your feet for a moment, there's something beautiful that goes through that exchange just immediately before you even start doing the work. But the way reflexology works is your feet have been mapped out, so your spine goes down the side of your foot and divides your body in half. So, example, everything on your right side of your body would be on your right foot. Everything on the left side of your body would be on your left foot. So if you were to start working on the liver, that's going to show up on your right foot. The lungs are going to show up on both feet because you have it's on both sides of your body. So you just go through working each system by using a walking technique with your thumb or your fingers, some gliding techniques, some holding, some hooks, and you stimulate each organ, muscle, and gland. And what the goal of reflexology is to bring the body into homeostasis. So when the body is in balance and homeostasis, what happens then is the body can heal itself. And that's ultimately what we want. We want our bodies in balance so that they can heal themselves and we don't have to take these outside drugs or even herbs and stuff. Our bodies can just heal themselves. And that's what reflexology is about.
Interesting. So on the bottom of the feet, you said the body is mapped out. So we've got, so actually working on certain parts of the sole of the foot or the toes, you are working each organ and you know which one it those nerve endings correspond to, so you're stimulating those organs, correct?
Absolutely. And when you're stimulating when you're working those nerve endings and you're stimulating that, you're actually pushing the circulation back and forth through the body. And I love, not all reflexologists have been taught to work system-wise, but the reason I really love working system-wise is because where intention goes, energy flows, basically. Mm-hmm. So when I have the intention that I'm working on your heart or your lungs, that energy is flowing to those areas as well. So it's almost like you're getting a double, therapy there.
Yes.
Instead of just actually the physical, moving of the circulation. And I've seen some remarkable things happen with reflexology. I had a man who was a diabetic and he had neuropathy in his feet and he was in so much pain, but he was a contractor and he was always on his feet. I'm originally from Kentucky, and so this man was in Kentucky, and I would go back to Kentucky early in my career and do reflexology one weekend a month. And this man I was working on, he would have pain-free for about 4 or 5 days after I'd work on him.
Wow.
So this man was not willing to change his diet or do other things that could have reversed his, diabetes. But he was so in awe of how great he felt. And he was like, if I could just have you once a week, I would be wonderful.
Yeah.
And so he actually offered to put me in business if I would move back to Eastern Kentucky. I had to decline because I wasn't interested in living in Eastern Kentucky any longer. But that's how powerful it is that someone actually offered to put me in business so that they would have access to me.
Wow, that's what a great testimony. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And I know that sometimes when I feel the bottom of my feet, it a couple areas maybe will hurt. And if they're sore or painful, that means it corresponds to the organ. Something's out of balance?
Exactly.
Perhaps?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there's if you stepped on a stone.
Yeah, sure.
You have a bruise on the water.
Right.
But, this was a question that came up for my teacher. We asked her, it's kind of like that, is it which came first, the chicken or the egg? And so it's like, if you do have that bruise on the bottom of your foot and that tender spot on the bottom of your foot, or you have a callus where you've worn certain type of shoes for so long, and that particular point, is it then going to affect the organ?
Good question.
Yeah. So it's just make sure you're taking good care of those little feet. We're on them a lot.
Got it. Interesting. And cleaning out the body. So
yeah,
you've mentioned the one story. I wanted you to talk, next, we can go wherever we want to go. But I was thinking talking about raw and living foods and any sort of wonderful miracle stories you've seen.
Oh, my gosh. over the past 12 years, there's been numerous miracle stories. One particular person that really stands out has this young girl. She was probably about 19 or 20. her and her best friend came to Living Foods Institute. And this young lady, she had been diagnosed with cancer. She had seen the tumors on her scans. She had done one round of chemo and was like, this is going to kill me. I can't live like this on chemo. I'd rather just die with the cancer. So her best friend had heard of us at Living Foods Institute and was like, I've got to get my best friend here. So these two girls came. The one that had the health challenge, she was just balled up in a chair every day, couldn't hold anything down. She would drink, you know, something we call energy soup. She would drink it, throw up. I mean, it was just for days like this. She was just in a tiny little ball. I would walk out of my room and check on her. She'd still just be sitting there all wrapped up in a blanket. And then I remember one day I walked out of the colonic and saw her with the biggest plate of food, just eating and eating and eating and eating. This is all raw, living sprouts, you know, food that she was just chowing on. And so I got to see her transform in just 10 days. And I really think she was a miracle. I was in TJ Maxx shopping when I received a call from her after she'd gone home and had tests by her doctors. And she was like, I'm cancer-free and my rare blood disease is gone. And she said they kept on trying doing more tests and more tests. And she was like, stop it. I don't need any more tests. We see it. There's nothing there. And
that's awesome.
So I asked her, I said, what do you think? What made it so different for you than maybe somebody else that did exactly what you did but didn't have this miraculous healing in 10 days? And she said that every night she would go to her room and she would lay down and she would envision seeing those scans that she saw the tumors on, and then she would envision sitting in the doctor's office and him saying, oh my gosh, look at these. There's nothing on this. And she would get all wrapped up in the excitement of, you know, I'm cancer-free. I can live my life to the fullest now. And she said every night she just envisioned how that felt. And she was just putting the law of attraction, not knowing she was using the law of attraction, but really putting law of attraction into play. And I really think she got her miracle by doing these, you know, things that were just, she was drawn naturally to do, you know?
Well, you mentioned the body can heal itself, and we all know that when we get a cut, you know, it's gone in a few days, or if we get a cold or the flu, it's gone in a week, and the body, if we break a bone, it's healed in 6 weeks or so, and the body really is a miracle machine, and we also know that our thoughts create our physical reality, and that gets back to the quote of really our choices make our reality. That when we are on a roller coaster ride, even if it's just in Disney where they're showing it to you on a screen in front of you and you're not actually on the ride, your body feels like it is when you're viewing it. And when we think it, when we put those intentions out there, as you mentioned earlier, and really see and feel the emotions of that change, that then the body goes, oh, that's real. I'm experiencing it. That's real. And the body knows how to heal. Oh, my God, what a great, great experience and story, Rhonda. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, that story just always stuck with me because there were so many aspects to it of what she was doing. She was eating the food. She was doing the therapy. She was doing this visual work. And here she was just 20 years old, you know, and has gone on to be a wonderful actress and enjoying her life now.
Wow. What a testament. Clearly she had other plans with her life as well on a spiritual basis to follow through.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Interesting. So tell us a little bit about Raw and Living Foods, and please, if you want to share any other stories, be welcome to do that as well.
Okay. Raw Living Foods. Now, when I came to Living Foods Institute, I mentioned earlier I was a vegetarian when I think it was, I was 21 or 22 when I became a vegetarian. So I thought, I'm a vegetarian, I'm healthy. My first day at work, someone handed me this little cups of this green liquid in it, and I was like, okay, I'll try it. I threw that back, and I almost threw up, and I was like, why would you give me something that makes me sick? What I realized, and later on, like, I was working in the therapy side of the building, and then the other side of the building was the kitchen, where it was all loads of beautiful greens and sprouts and things growing and things being juiced. And every time I'd walk in that kitchen, I would start feeling a bit nauseous and feeling sick. And I was like, why does this kitchen make me feel sick? What I didn't realize is I had a diet full of processed foods. They were vegan and vegetarian, but they were full of junk. So my body was actually very toxic. Hmm. And even though smelling these raw, living, growing foods, it was already starting to detox my body.
Interesting.
And yeah, which I found very cool. Like, I didn't even have to ingest anything just yet, but was already setting myself forth on detoxification. So I had a big awakening. I didn't know what living foods were. I had no idea what living foods were, you know.
And it's not sushi, in other words.
Yes, no. It's not the cow running around the backyard or the field. Living foods are foods, are plants that are still growing and sprouting. So when you put those into your body, they are the highest vibrational food. They're high in enzymes. They're going to give you the most nutrients. And what's great about them, they're usually just tiny little things, but packed with so much. So at Living Foods Institute, we do sunflower sprouts, buckwheat sprouts, mung beans, and lentils. Those are our living foods. Now, you can do broccoli sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, any of those things are still going to be a living food. And by ingesting those, you're getting a heck of a lot of nutrients in just a small amount. I think I read somewhere recently that a few broccoli sprouts were equal to like 3 big heads of broccoli.
Hmm.
I was like, wow.
And I know that the protein also in like sunflower sprouts or so is don't quote me, but something like equivalent to a steak or something. You know, I mean, it's
yeah.
We're certainly getting our protein from our foods, is from our vegetarian as well, sprouts.
Oh, absolutely. You know, people have always said, oh, your protein levels must be low, Rhonda. Your B12 must be low. And every time I've had blood work, my B12 has been perfectly, my protein levels have been perfect. And I'm 45 years old, so I've had many years of not eating meat. So our bodies can, if we give it the amino acids, it'll convert to protein, you know. So anytime you're giving your body these greens, which are full of amino acids, you're going to be getting plenty of protein. And the thing people might not realize is when you're eating meat, most people cook their meat. And by cooking the meat, it lessens the availability of that protein for the body. So eating raw meat is actually better for you if you're going to eat meat, but then you're going to have to deal with the parasite side of things.
Yeah, right.
So
not a happy thought, usually.
Yeah. So would you want the animal protein with a few worms and bugs and stuff in your body, or would you rather just go have some vegetables?
And particularly the sprouted vegetables, yeah, the sprouted.
Exactly. Plants, yes, absolutely. Mm. And, you know, in raw food, you know, when you say raw, a lot of people do go to sushi. It seems to be really popular these days, but that's not the type of raw that we're talking about. We're talking about just plant-based diets. And so your raw foods are those foods that have not been cooked. Then you get into the conversation of, well, it's still considered raw if it doesn't get heated over 118 degrees or 115 degrees or 113 degrees. So if you want to stay safe and get as much benefit from your food as possible, you know, just don't cook it at all. Don't heat it at all. And it doesn't have to be some carrots and broccoli and lettuce every day. You actually, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of extremely tasty, wonderful recipes out there that I promise you, you'll be extremely happy to eat and be wanting more of it.
So what is one of your favorite recipes?
Whatever it was, it just came up this week while we were talking, and I think you said that it was one of your favorites too, is a curry cabbage salad. So you can use purple cabbage or green cabbage. I like using the purple cabbage mm-hmm. just because it's pretty and makes for a really pretty colorful dish. And I'm sure it has a lot more benefits too than just being pretty. But you can chop, if you don't have a food processor, you can just chop up the cabbage as fine as you want it or as chunky as you want it. Use, a whole head of cabbage. Use a couple tablespoons of olive oil or hemp seed oil or avocado oil, whichever oil you want. And then you're going to use a little bit of lemon juice and some curry, some turmeric. And also you can throw in some raisins or cranberries or any kind of little slight sweetness that you want and just toss that around and it's ready to eat.
And I like to throw in shredded carrots as well.
Oh, yeah. Shredded carrots, mm-hmm. Red peppers, yellow peppers. I mean, you can make this salad beautiful. You have mm-hmm. that purple cabbage. You throw in some orange carrots. You throw in a yellow or orange, bell pepper. It's a beautiful salad, and people mm-hmm. are just drawn to it. And it tastes wonderful as well. And the great thing is it will last for days. You can eat it 3 or 4 or 5 days later, and it just gets even better and better because it just the flavors just marinate. And it mm-hmm. makes a wonderful dish. Easy, grab and go.
Exactly. And thanks for sharing that. That's what I love about raw foods is when you make them, they really do. The flavors are so pungent. They're so tasteful because you're not cooking the flavor out of the food, number one. But then also because a lot of it is marinated or with a lot of the spices or the oils and the lemon juice, it can sit for days and it just gets even better. I think I told you that when I was in Costa Rica with a group of youth doing a peace retreat, we actually made that salad in a place with no refrigeration, and we let it sit out with just a plastic cover in a bowl for a few days, and it was fine. I mean, it was great, and we ate on it and finished it off, and was a great way to use. So camping trips, everybody, you can take that with you.
Well, you know what, Gail? I had a client who she was raw, and she decided that she was going to hike the Appalachian Trail. Well, how do you stay raw on the Appalachian Trail? And how do you eat sprouted foods, which she knew was going to really give her the energy that her body needed to do this mm-hmm. hike? And she got a sprouting bag, and you can buy them, most anywhere, health food store-wise. And she would put her mung beans or her lentils in the sprouting bag. She would sit them in a stream nearby for a couple mm-hmm. hours while she was resting. Mm-hmm. Then she would hook it onto her backpack as she was hiking.
How
and
cool.
And they would sprout while she was hiking.
That's
and
cool.
And so she could just munch on those for days,
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, that's the way to be innovative.
That is a great story and a great example. I've taken sprouting bags on trips. What I've done is soak them in the hotel ice bucket overnight mm-hmm. and then let them sprout, hanging them in the shower and come back and grab them for lunch or something. But but I love that hiking with it. What a good idea.
Yeah. Hmm. Can you imagine that? Just hiking in nature, so you're getting that energy from nature, the sunlight that's causing your sprouts to sprout. How wonderful is that?
Wow. Wow. Amazing. So what would you suggest people investigate for their own healthy lifestyle?
Come see me.
Okay. So with that, let me just say this because I do want to get this in, and this is a great time. You do have a website, and Rhonda Tackett, but the website is holisticsynergyatlanta.com. That's holisticsynergyatlanta.com, holisticsynergyatlanta.com. And you can find out more about Rhonda and all of her therapies and what she does, and get some information, send you an email, have questions, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Gail.
Well, we still have a few minutes. What else would you like to share with our listeners before we wrap it up?
When I first began on this journey in coaching, I was so gung-ho, and I was, everybody needs to be raw, and you need to just cut out everything today. And guess what? That didn't go over too well with everybody. People were like, slow down here. So what I would suggest is start with decreasing your animal product, and even more important than that, stop doing the processed foods. Your processed foods are just chemicals that are made up that your body is like, I don't even know what to do with this. So what happens is they just get stored in fat. And that brings me to something I read. I was standing in a grocery store line one day, and it was a long line and a long wait. So there was a Woman's Day weekly there. So I started flipping through it. And on the cover, what drew me to it was this lady was said I went organic for 1 year, and guess what happened, or some kind of title like that. So I was like, oh, wow, what happened? So this lady did not change the way she ate whatsoever. She ate the same meals that she always prepared. The only thing she changed is she went organic, and her body released 30 pounds of weight in 1 year from just organic.
Wow.
So what that tells you is, the body does not know what to do with these chemicals and these foreign, toxins and stuff. So it just stores them until you come across a detoxification protocol or some way to clear them out of the body. But, 30 pounds of toxins she released by just going organic. So that's the number one thing I would suggest to people is, go as organic as you can. Support your local farmers. Start cutting out processed foods, so things that have ingredients that you have no idea what they mean, things that are in packages, boxes, cans, things like that. Once you get that under your belt, start incorporating, less meat, less animal product. Start including, your raw living foods. I mean, even if you just did half your plate raw each day. That's a great way to start.
And what could that look like? Like spinach and carrots and fruit and other vegetables and salads like we're talking about?
It could be that. It could be like if you're currently doing oatmeal and eggs and toast and things like that for breakfast, maybe you'll just get some fruit and vegetables, put a little bit of water in your blender, throw those fruits and vegetables in there, blend it up, and have that as a breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great start.
Smoothies are great.
And lunch, most people have their, crash midday or around 2 or 3 o'clock, and people will go for a snack. They may go and grab some roasted nuts out of the vending machine, some potato chips or some of those little cracker things. But why not replace that with, a handful of sprouts or, some piece of fruit, your juicy, juicy fruits, watermelon, peaches, things like that, that are so yummy to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so high in water, so you're going to hydrate the body also with eating these. And it's going to give you a boost of energy instead of, giving you just that moment of caffeine or, sugar high, and processed sugar high. So you can just do things like that. Start incorporating your snacks as raw snacks and not cooked snacks.
Got it. Sounds delicious. It really does. It really does. How do you see this kind of healthy lifestyle contributing to peace on the planet?
Well, the big part of it would be, the relationship with the animals. When we have a peaceful relationship with them, it's definitely going to give us more peace and a higher vibration, higher energy. But even, if you are eating meat and stuff like that, and it's not about the animals, the cleaner we eat, the more we are available to connect with our higher self, our God, our, you know, whatever it is you're connecting with. When you have that clear thinking and you're not loaded with these foreign objects in your body, it just really gives you a space of being calm, happy, peaceful, and able to relax more, connect more. And that's how I see it, you know. I just envision it's all just, you know, running through the fields.
Mm-hmm.
All
yes.
Happy and peaceful with our plants. And but, yeah, I think it is, like, the more clean your diet is, the happier and peaceful you are just in general. You know, you're not all jacked up on foreign things and cause you to lose your temper and get angry. You're able to just chill out.
And that's a whole other conversation for another radio show about how these foods do cause us emotional stress or work with the kids now with ADHD, et cetera, and yeah,
yeah,
sugars and high. Yeah, exactly. Wow. But thank you, Rhonda. Any last words of wisdom for our listeners tonight?
Oh, not so I can think of right now.
Well, thank you. Yeah, oh, go ahead.
You know, the thing that resonates with me most, and I say, you know, going back to that quote, is our choices and just acknowledging that you don't have to be a victim in your life. And it's very powerful when you see your role in your life and that you are making these choices and you are creating your life. That's a really powerful place to be. And I encourage everyone to find a way to get to that space where you are powerful in your life and not going through life being the victim and who did this to me or they did that to me or they said, you know, just find your place there and it's a much happier place, believe me.
Mm. Mm, thank you so much. Well, thank you for being on the Peace Brain Show today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, again, you can find more about Rhonda Tackett at HolisticSynergyAtlanta.com and all of her healthy lifestyle coaching and wellness coaching and therapies. So now is the time to go into our Peace Brain meditation for the end of till the end of the show. And so I invite you all to sit back and take a breath, get comfortable in your chair, wherever you are. And give yourself a grounding cord, that energetic connection between your body, the base of your spine, to the center of the planet. I like to envision a beam of light or maybe a tree trunk coming out of the base of my spine, going all the way down through the bedrock, the molten lava, into the iron crystal core of Mother Earth and anchoring me into Mother Earth. This grounding cord is the same as the electrical third prong on our electrical wires. So if surges of energy comes your way, you don't get burned out. It goes directly into Mother Earth to be grounded and recycled energy. So again, take a breath and be present. Grounding brings you into this present moment. You can allow everything that is of the past up and before this moment and of the future coming next to go down the grounding cord. And I want you to envision, we talked about this wonderful vegetarian lifestyle of raw and living foods, which means these beautiful fields of foods. I don't know if you've been on a farm before or seen growing foods, but and if you have, bring yourself back to those times and those places. If you have not, just imagine it. But you're actually transported into a beautiful organic farm, and you see the lettuce and the kale and the spinach growing. You see the Swiss chard of the multiple colors. You see the squashes and the pumpkins and the melons, and then the peppers, the green and the red and the yellow, both the sweet peppers and the hot peppers, and the tomatoes, the beautiful ripe red tomatoes, and heirlooms growing on the vine. And then you have beans growing on these wonderful tendrils, hanging off these beautiful green beans and snap beans and snow peas, and the cornfields of bright yellow corn. And then you have your wonderful nuts that are growing from the trees. And you can walk through these fields of all those beautiful vegetables, mung beans and cilantro and basil and thyme and rosemary, all the herbs that grow as well to help spice up our foods. Smell the difference. Smell the beautiful farmland and the smells of all of these wonderful fruits and vegetables. And now envision picking some for yourself. What would you choose today, at this moment, to put into your body? Take a breath and see what you're drawn to. And put it in your basket that you are carrying. And envision when you get back to your kitchen that you're actually cutting it up and preparing it into a beautiful salad or a beautiful meal of raw vegetables. And see them on the plate before you. And then take your spoon or your fork and pick up that food and put it in your mouth and taste it. And feel the burst of flavor, the moisture, and chew it and really get the sense in your mouth of this beautiful food. And notice how your body responds. Take a breath and feel the taste, see the colors, the moisture, the flavors, and swallow it. And know that your body is receiving that natural nourishment to help it heal and stay healthy. And take another breath. And enjoy nourishing yourself, not only your physical body, but your mind and your soul as well. Bring in those happy thoughts of being out in the nature and the beautiful meadows and fields with sunlight and wind and birds. And soak in that beautiful presence of the natural world and your connection to the earth, your connection to Mother Earth and Father Sky. And know that by eating these beautiful foods, you are giving yourself that sunlight inside of your body. You're bringing that light to within and lighting up all your cells. And see all of the cells of your body light up in this beautiful golden light of health and well-being and nurturing and love. And feel the love of who you are. And take another breath. And bring yourself back to this room and be present wherever you are in the world. And I want to thank you for tuning in today to the Peace Brain Show. And remember, if you'd like to connect with me, Dr. Gail Lash, you can find out more about me at tourismforpeace.com, or you can email me at hello@peacebrain.org. And I'd love to chat with you and see how we can be of service to help you create peace in the world. And now I invite you to please go forth and activate your peace brain and put your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Many blessings.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions, her Peace Master plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of Wonder, Inspiration, and Practical Peace.